see Paul W. Smith on I-94 this morning, please move to the right. He may be running a few minutes late. It's the Pre-W. Smith Show with Jeff Sloan on 760 WJR.
All right, welcome back. Of course, Kristen and Mark here with me. And guys, did you, Kristen, you have dogs in your family. You have two, right?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, two. Mark, you're dogless right now.
I'm dogless.
Dogless.
Jeff,
okay.
You have dogs.
We do indeed. Yeah. And just want to make sure you guys in big sports news, worthy of, by the way, a special notification hitting my phone. We have a new champion in the dog world, the best in show, Griffon Vandine, I believe is the way you say that. I'm not sure. Petit Basset Griffon Vandine. Wow. With a breed name like that, how can you deny him or her? Him or her is Buddy Holly, by the way. I assume that's a him. Won the best in show at the Westminster Kennel Dog Show. So there you go. New champion crowned.
Wow. That's nice.
First time ever for this breed, by the way.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a Basset, you said, right?
Well, it's a type of Basset hound. Unfortunately, I'm not that familiar with the breed. Mm-hmm. Petit Basset, I believe you say Griffon Vandine. Mm-hmm. In any case, it's hard even to say the breed's name. It's so unusual. But first time that breed's ever won. And indeed, now they have Buddy Holly crowned as the best in show at the prestigious Westminster Dog Show. You know, I have to tell you, when I don't know if you guys, do you watch the dog show ever?
Once in a while.
On TV?
I have seen it. Yeah. The kids and I have watched it. Yeah. It's fun.
It's fun. Lots of cute dogs. You know, I don't know how those judges, there's a single judge. You know, the outcome is incredibly important to all those people there, of course, and to the various breeds that are represented, all the breeds that are represented, the AKC breeds at the show. And that judge is entrusted with picking one dog, ultimately, as champion of the whole thing. That's a lot of pressure, and I don't know how they do it, to tell you the truth. And then everyone buys into it, and I love the way they all shake hands and congratulate each other, and, you know, just a nice camaraderie, nice group of people. Okay.
Actually, I was going to tell you, the people that show the dogs are just as fun to watch as the dogs themselves.
And do you remember the movie? What was the movie? Was it called Dog Show or Best in Show? I think it was.
Best in Show.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's a little bit...
they're competitive.
Very competitive and very colorful in many cases.
Right.
Indeed.
Very colorful.
To be sure. Well, listen, moving from that to what has really become a phenomenon in our lives, kind of just sort of happened ever since the mid-90s when Amazon first started selling books online and now sells 7,400 products per minute from various sellers. That's unbelievable. Online shopping has become obviously a huge phenomenon. We covered a little bit in the opening segment that, you know, during the pandemic, everything kind of shifted to online shopping for obvious reason. Many stores were closed and many of us couldn't go to them even if they were open. And so online shopping became a thing. We were stuck at home. We had access to the World Wide Web and we were online shopping. So it hit a huge boom during the pandemic. Now, since the pandemic, as we reported earlier, kind of tailed off a bit. But let me tell you, online shopping's here to stay, whether it's a primary way that businesses are going to do business or whether it is part of an omnichannel approach where you combine an online capability for your shoppers to buy from you, whether it's primary, whether it's only online, whether it's only brick and mortar. The way to do it right, as I mentioned just now, is what's called omnichannel. Both. Having both makes each online and brick and mortar more effective. All right. Well, how effective? Online shopping now is something that people not only do because they're buying necessities, but now there's a new study out that says people are doing it because it really makes us feel good. It's that instant gratification.
Right. There's a whole psychological study now that has come out about the psychology behind online shopping.
Exactly right. People do it. It makes them feel good. You get that sense of instant gratification. The article makes the point, at one point I hadn't really thought about carefully, but I think it's an interesting point, and that is that when you online shop, one of the advantages of online shopping as opposed to going to a brick and mortar store is that you get the ability to immediately go from one store to the other while literally sitting in your chair. Now, that part I knew, but the part that became very interesting to me is that if you're looking for shoes, you can shop almost instantaneously and do comparison of multiple stores, multiple brands all at once. And while I know that seems obvious, pointing that out is part of what the satisfaction is. You get that ability to shop the world all at your fingertips, all at once, all in real time. And get that sense when you hit that buy button, get that rush of, that rush that comes with the buying something instantaneously, getting that instant gratification. It's very, very powerful.
And without even knowing it, because of the algorithms that are like personalizing your recommendations to you, you're almost getting happier because it's feeding you everything that you like. If you like, gadgets, if you like kitchen supplies, if you like shoes, it's feeding you the information and the products that you want to see. So you're going to get that natural high if you're shopping while you're sad or depressed or whatever, because the algorithm behind it is already feeding you the information that knows what's going to make you happy.
Great point. Yeah, it's really powerful stuff. A lot of people obviously shopping online, a lot of people doing it because they need something, whether that be commodity, products or whether they're doing it because it makes them feel good. I want to buy something to make myself feel good. All right. Online shopping, huge. I know a guy that's way too busy pushing buttons. No time for online shopping here. Brian Morton, I believe you're joining us this morning. Good morning, Brian.
Oh, yes. I love online shopping. It's the best.
You really do.
See the stuff that the algorithm sends to me. It makes me happy just to shop. Then it makes me happy when I order. And then after I order, it's like a kid waiting for Christmas. I pace waiting for the guy to deliver my stuff.
I got to tell you,
it's coming on Wednesday, and Wednesday.
There you go. The article we referenced said it makes it feel like Christmas every day. There's a package coming. See?
Absolutely.
Right on your doorstep.
I love it. My wife gets so annoyed. It's like, you get a little too happy when the FedEx guy drops by, or the Amazon guy is like, oh, man.
See?
You guys want a drink? You want to come in? What else you got out there, you know?
I want to tell you see how happy Brian Morton is? That makes the point, man. Right there, Christmas every day, online shopping. Just be careful. Don't use the buy now, pay later button, Brian.
Oh, no. You could get in big trouble. I have a wife that watches me like you do, Jeff. You know.
There you go. Exactly. You got that right, boy. You got that right indeed. All right. Very good. Well, I know we're excited to tune into the Paul W. Show coming up next. Stick with us right here on WJR.